Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, 2021. Are we recording?
Yes. Remember when I was romancing in Carolina?
Oh my God, that's ages ago.
Hola. ¿Está con una amiga? ¿Dónde está en la sala? ¿Está Susana en casa? No, está con una amiga. ¿Dónde está en la sala? No, en la cocina. That's my seventh grade Spanish.
Oh my God, this is what Jack used to tell me when we were dating.
Yeah, and she was like, oh my God, that is the most romantic thing you've ever said.
Wow, that's loud. Oh, okay.
I've readjusted the equipment.
Yes, we have new equipment, right, Jeff?
Well, it's not new. Today we're working off of a temporary machine. Yes. The new computer is coming back tomorrow.
Hey guys,
thanks to Elliot.
Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey Jeff here. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, 2021. We're 6 days in, right? 6 days in.
Yeah.
And I'm really doing good on my diet, by the way, guys. Really, really good. I'm trying to give up Diet Coke. I'm down to hold on.
What the heck was that?
That's a Diet Coke.
Oh my God.
I didn't have any yesterday. It's one of my bad habits I'm trying to give up. I love Diet Coke.
That's not a hard seltzer? What's that? White Claw, right?
No, this is Diet Coke.
Drink some White Claw. Be a woman.
White wine. Pinot Grigio. I'm a fan. Adios to that, too, because it has like a million calories. I just had my lunch, carrots and hummus, and trying to be healthy. I think everybody's doing that.
Oh,
and, you know what, Jeff? Can I tell you something? They said that the Peloton bikes... They're like, everyone is getting one.
Everyone.
So much so that when I went to get one, they said they're backed up. They're on back order right now. I'm like, oh my gosh, what are you looking for? You look crazed.
What are
you looking for?
The connector for the phone.
Oh
I just put it down two seconds ago.
Oh my God. That has to be Jeff's resolution. He loses things like within a matter of seconds.
Holy crap.
Seconds. You better find that because we have an interview coming on in like 2 seconds.
I know.
In 9 minutes. So Al Coronel, right, Jeff? Actor. He is the new,
El Coronel.
He's the face for the Call of Duty video games.
Yeah, I know.
I know nothing about this. I had to ask my nephew.
I don't know anything about it either.
He loves those video games. So he asked me a couple of questions. So we'll have him on the show in a couple of minutes.
I got it. It's plugged into the phone already.
Great.
Wait till we get the new setup.
Great.
Hey, Rodecaster. We love a Rodecaster podcast machine.
Oh, my God. Rodecaster, yes. Help us out here.
I love the Rodecaster.
So,
it's my favorite.
As we speak right now, and I don't want to talk about politics, but it's what's happening right now in the world, okay?
Yeah.
The big Georgia,
Senate runoff.
Senate runoff was yesterday. It looks like the Democrats will be ruling the Senate, right?
Woohoo!
No. I'm not going to say who I'm voting for. I don't like doing that, but
goodbye, right-wingers.
Anyway,
we've had enough of you.
But I don't understand. So if the two Democrats in Georgia win, Jeff?
Yeah.
It's not confirmed that, Doloff? Is that his name? Olaf?
Ossoff.
Ossoff. Okay. Anyway, it's not confirmed yet.
He's going to work his ass off for us to get us $1,400 more in stimulus money.
Anyway, Jeff, it's not
confirmed. The other guy chickened out. His name is Purdue. Anyway,
it's not confirmed yet.
He chickened out.
Hold on. Veronica's on the phone. Hold on. It's not confirmed yet if he won yet, but it looks pretty close. Like he's got it, right?
And the other guy, Warnock, the Reverend, looks like he beat that the chick. Loeffler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So
I hate when people have two pronunciations of their name and people do both. Don't you hate that?
Cadillo and Cadillo. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're Spanish. That's okay.
Hey, but listen. So, Jeff, I didn't get this.
Yes,
so,
Carolina.
So if the two Democrats win today in Georgia, it's going to be 50-50, right?
Yes.
So who gets the winning vote?
Kamala Harris presides over the Senate because she's the vice president. The vice president always presides over the Senate. But most times it doesn't matter because there's not a tie. Now with 50-50, this means the Democrats are in control because Kamala Harris will be the deciding vote on issues. If the Democrats all stick together and they vote 50-50.
They'll always win then, right?
Yes, because the Republicans have been mean to the Democrats for the last 4 years under Trump. Mitch McConnell stopped doing things he didn't want to get done. He stopped the big stimulus checks for everyone the other day. These are just facts. Everyone, you Trump lovers out there. Trump lovers.
Well, you know what? Right now,
it's over.
There's a huge rally going on, and Trump has been speaking to this, a lot of people for like the past half hour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's, I mean, like just rambling and rambling and rambling.
He's crazy.
They're still trying to protest. But also, Jeff, he was also bullying Pence.
Yes.
And what does he want Pence to do today?
He wants Pence to violate his oath of office and try to hold up the certification of the Electoral College.
Which is not going to happen.
Right. Congress just merely, Pence is like, he's like a vote tallier. He opens the envelopes and says, New York, you're 61. I forget how many electoral votes.
Did this happen yet?
No, it's supposed to happen today. Your electoral votes go to Joe Biden. And then everybody says, okay, boom, we're done. Republicans are going to object, and it's going to take all night. They're going to be working into the night in this.
What do you mean they're going to object?
They can object if they think something was wrong with the voting. The Republicans can, anybody can object. So some of the Republicans have already spoken out, like 100 of them have said they're going to object to Biden being put in office because they think there was corruption in the election, which has already been proven there wasn't. And the only reason that people think there's any corruption in this election is because Trump told them so. And for some insane reason, people believe there are people in this world who believe anything Donald Trump says, but they won't believe the facts that we presented to them. They just won't believe what Trump said.
So, but Trump told Pence, I hope you do the right thing.
Right.
And what is the right thing, though? He's just there to read the votes, right?
Maybe punch him in the face. I hope you do the right thing. Boom. There you go. That's the right thing.
Because he says, I like him. He's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
But he might not be a friend of mine after this.
Oh, he won't be a friend of his after this because Trump.
What president are you? Come on.
He's a bully. He's a big bully, and he lost. And that's the reality. He lost. You can't prove otherwise.
Anyway.
Those who say that there's corruption are not paying attention. The guy who was in charge of the election, integrity, who Trump fired. He fired him because he disagreed with him. He said there was no corruption in this election, and that's it. You can't prove it. That's the problem with arguing with these people. They believe anything Trump says.
They will believe
what they believe. I'm bored too.
Hey, listen, Jeff, nice. Exciting news. Well, not exciting. Another interesting news.
Interesting.
Big rumors. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are headed for divorce.
You know, and can I tell you something? I wish I had the cheering to play for that because I think it's kind of funny. Every newspaper's got coronavirus on the cover today, election, the New York Post, and Kanye go bust.
Well, you know what? Maybe the New York Post is sicker than the politics, you know? Maybe they're sick of that.
This sells papers. And by the way, it says it's an exclusive that Kardashian's going to divorce him. But the fact is, I believe I heard it yesterday.
It's not really
an exclusive to Page Six. You know, Post has Page Six.
Everyone was posting about it yesterday. TMZ had it too.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? I'm a little shocked I don't know. Maybe a little. Didn't he just flip out also like a couple of years ago? He flipped out too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been nutty. But I have a question. What do you care less about, them getting divorced or Hilaria Baldwin pretending she's from Spain?
Oh my god!
And that she can't speak. Who cares? Right?
We have to talk about it. I gotta get Wabine on. Wabine, hold on. Jeff, can you call him real quick? Hold on.
We have our interview coming up.
Anyway. I want to get everyone's take on that. Hilaria Baldwin, okay?
Now you're calling Hilaria.
She is American.
Her name is Hillary Thomas, right?
She's as white as you and as American as you.
Yes, but she doesn't know what a cucumber is.
Everyone always thought, though, Jeff, she was Spanish because she portrayed herself as being of Hispanic heritage.
Can you tell me what is this we call a cucumber?
Why didn't she use an accent? By the way, guys.
And so a bad accent. My accent's better.
I know. She is not Spanish. Even of Hispanic descent. I mean, I'm Hispanic because my parents are Hispanic.
Like I thought her family, one of her parents is from, nobody was from Spain?
No one is from Spain. They have a summer home in Spain.
That was it. And the other funny part is that.
But hold on.
Yes.
But then she says, she considers herself more Spanish, and her name is Hilaria, not Hillary. I'm like, okay, you were born and raised here. You're from Boston.
Yes.
How do you think yourself is more Hilaria?
And the funny thing, what I started to say was, the funny part about it is her parents are highly educated. Her father, I believe, is a college professor.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's not like, and by the way, he teaches in this country. He's not like he's in Mallorca.
That's their summer
Mallorca.
It's a vacation home.
Yes.
So, but she's always led people to believe. And also, Alec Baldwin went on one of the shows with Letterman, Jeff.
Yeah.
And he said, my wife is Spanish.
Yeah, yeah.
Even, I remember when that happened. He said, my wife is Spanish.
Yeah.
So, and now they're trying to, I guess, do damage control, say that's not true.
Right, of course.
Anyway, and all her kids have Spanish names.
They do?
Leo, Carmen, wow. Romeo. Okay. I forgot what else.
Romeo, yeah.
Romeo, yes.
I still can't roll my R's, everybody.
I'm glad that you're proud of the Hispanic heritage, okay? But you're not Spanish, so I don't think you should be doing, you know, lying to people, in other words. You know that?
The tacos I made last night are more Spanish than Hilaria Baldwin. And they were vegetarian tacos.
Listen.
Crime of the century. But they were, you know, they were good.
My name is Carolina, right? But legally, my name is Caroline. And you know the only reason why my name is named Caroline?
Because of the Kennedys.
My mother had this infatuation with the Kennedys.
She named us
all after the Kennedys.
I've heard this story 7,000
times. Has my mother ever
called
me Caroline? No.
7,000
My entire life, it's been Carolina, Carolina. Yeah. I said, Mike, why didn't you give me Carolina as my name? And Jeff, whole family, Carolina, Carolina, Carolina.
I get yelled at if I say Caroline in the podcast. Lady says, don't call me Caroline. People think I'm Carolina.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so that's the deal with
How dare
guys.
You call me by the white name? You white devil.
Hold on. Veronica.
What? Is she calling you? Yeah.
Hold on. That's Veronica. Wrong number. Call Jess' phone.
Oh, is that what you just told her?
Oh, we're calling him.
Okay.
Al Coronel's going to shoot her if she doesn't get this right. Al Coronel.
Yes, the hotline. Yes.
There we go. Look how she comes up on my phone. Look.
Veronica, yes, Veronica.
I've got her in my phone. You're in my phone as Veronica. Hold on a second. Let me turn you up.
I hope I'm pronouncing his name right.
Hello?
Did we ask him last time?
Hi,
you're on the podcast.
Happy New Year,
Veronica.
Happy New Year, Veronica.
Hey, Veronica, real quick. I mean, you're in L.A. What is? Are you guys in lockdown right now?
Kind of, yeah. That's a very gray area.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Very gray area. There's no restaurants that are open for indoor dining. Yeah. They're starting to rebel. They're now doing like throwing seats outside, and if somebody sits down, that's how they're getting away with it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They just rebelled on that one outside of Pasadena. They just started to do that. The restaurants. They're like, it's not our fault. They decided to sit down.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
They're giving the to-go plate, but they're not having servers serve them like a restaurant.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. A little crazy over here.
Yeah.
We're having very similar to what you guys had with the ambulances waiting a long time to drop off. And
yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Oh my God. Well, listen, my friend, you stay safe, okay? Stay safe.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay. Yay. Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and start packing them in for you guys. And have a great evening.
Thank you.
Okay.
She's got all the major hotlines of major stars. Oh, but she's got a friend, Jeff, that was on The Price is Right. You know that?
Oh, really?
We got to get him on, too.
That's cool. Did he win?
I don't know. We can ask her. Anyway.
Come on down. Come on down.
That's your favorite.
You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
I love Amber Lancaster. Oh, my God. Follow her, guys. She is so funny. I love her
stories.
She's
crazy, right?
Amber Lancaster, yeah. Okay. Al Coronel coming on soon. He's now, Jeff, the face for Call of Duty.
Really?
Yeah. Got it. And, you know, I've never played the game, but my nephews have. And they're like, oh, my God, you have Al Coronel on the show. I have to come on. They're not here, but they gave me a million questions to ask him, you know.
Really? You have questions?
Jeff, I wonder if that pays a lot.
Well, I'm sure it pays well.
Yeah.
Like anything.
I'm curious. You know that? That's like, you know, voiceovers pays well. You know that?
I know.
Thank you. Gracias. Al Coronel, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Carolina Carrillo Show podcast. Carolina and Jeff. Hi.
How are you?
Thank you. Good morning. How's everyone
doing? We're doing great in New York. And you're in L.A.?
I'm in L.A., so yeah, it's still morning for me. Sorry.
It's okay.
How are you doing out there? I mean, I was talking to Veronica. It's like a semi-lockdown still?
It is a semi-lockdown. It's pretty quiet. And my wife and I, we just got a Tesla, and so we get in the Tesla and just drive around aimlessly sometimes because there's really nowhere to go.
Oh, wow.
You can sneak up on people with the Tesla too, which is kind of cool, you know. Nobody knows you're coming. My friend Elliot has got the Tesla. Oh yeah, it's cool, man.
Nice car.
No gas, right? You give people the finger at the gas station, right? You drive by and yell at them.
They're dinosaurs now at the gas station.
Yeah, man. So welcome back to the podcast. You were here 3 years ago promoting Logan, I believe.
Yes, I remember you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, let me tell you something. I haven't played the game yet, Call of Duty, but my nephews and nieces are like, oh my God, you have him on. And like, I'm like, yeah, okay. They gave us a million questions. First of all, how do you actually do you audition for that? How did you get that spot?
I did. I auditioned for it very much like they had me come in just like I was auditioning for a TV or a film project.
Uh-huh.
And so they gave me the sides, you know, just an excerpt of a script. And I went in and met with a casting director. And when I got into the office, I didn't know what it was for exactly. It was very clandestine, very, very
hush. Uh-huh.
And she stopped me in the middle of the audition. She said, by the way, this is for the next Call of Duty video.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I said, what?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, it was the same type of feeling that I got when I found out that I had booked Logan.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That level of excitement, knowing that I would be in something that I was already a fan of, having played the previous versions of Call of Duty.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Oh, yes. I've been playing those for years, and so to now be a part of it, I was excited at the possibility of that being a reality, and it didn't come true.
Well,
I couldn't be more happy.
How does it feel when you're actually playing and you see yourself a part of that?
It's weird. I haven't gotten the opportunity. I had the opportunity to play as myself yet.
Oh,
but I'm having a lot of fun watching everybody stream online the videos of them playing as me, or having my friends send me photos or videos of them or their kids playing.
Yeah, my nieces have done it. Yeah,
as my. So it's a fun thing to watch.
So you're an assassin for hire in the game. Is that the deal?
I am. My character's name is DGI Mendo Garcia. And he is a Cuban expat who, after when the Cold War ended and the revolution ended in Cuba, he basically went on a gun for hire. He's an assassin for hire to the highest bidder. So, yeah, he's a pretty dark character in the game.
Now, I didn't know, because I don't know if we asked you last time. You're a military veteran, so this actually also helped you with the game?
It did. It did help me because, you know, When they brought me in to do all the development of the character as far as what he was going to look like and what he was going to wear, what weapons he would utilize, you know, it was fun for me to jump back into those uniforms and feel comfortable being in military uniforms. And also when they gave me weapons, even though the weapons were fake, it still had a sense
Wow.
of respect and safety with regards to, you know, holding these weapons and portraying something, you know, real and legitimate.
Were you in the Army? I'm sorry.
No, Marines, Carolyn. I was just going to tell you. Carolina, I was just about to interrupt and say my uncle was a Marine, okay? And I said, forget about it. I mean, you talk to my uncle and you make that mistake.
He got offended. He was like, how dare you talk to me?
Like, I was in the Marines, Carolyn.
No.
But all in all, you know, we all serve the country. And
right.
My respect goes out to all servicemen and women, past, present, and future. And so I always thank them for their service.
So you finished this thing up under COVID. So did you do work at home, or did you go to an office to finish it up?
Yeah, some of the work was done from my home recording studio. I have a voiceover booth in my home.
Oh.
But
so do we. So do we.
Helps in during these times, it comes in handy.
Oh, yeah.
But I was fortunate enough to get my work done and the video capture and the image capture and the scanning of my face done in studio right before the pandemic.
Oh.
In December of 2019 and completed it in mid-January of 2020.
Okay.
And then, of course, a few weeks later,
yeah,
the pandemic shut down But definitely my hat goes off to all the designers, because they had to finish programming this game and creating this game.
Wow.
From their home offices.
So oh my gosh.
They weren't able to go into the office over at Treyarch. Treyarch was one of the companies that worked in coordination with Activision. And they were the ones that completed the project from home. So my hat's off to them.
Hey, no. So, Alice, the hardest part I heard was the facial scanning. Why is that?
Well, the thing is, they put you in this dome. It looks like a time machine.
Uh-huh.
And it has about 70 or 80 cameras around you.
Oh.
It's a big globe. And you sit in this chair. They slide you in. And they tell you to look straight ahead at the monitor. And on the monitor, these pictures pop up of the facial expressions that they'd like you to go into and hold. Well, the problem is not getting into the facial expressions. It's when the lights shut off and then they come back on and start flashing simultaneously in your face.
Oh.
Your eyes opens. Where for me, it was almost impossible. So there was a moment there where I thought, I'm going to lose this job because I can't keep my eyes open.
Well, I don't think nobody could.
Yeah, no, but what I was able to do is they had tried to have me focus on this little spot within the dome to keep my focus there, and I couldn't do it, even keep my focus there. So I looked beyond the dome at a spot on the wall across the studio and kept my focus there. And once I did that, the flashing of the cameras didn't bother me, and I was able to get through it. It was about 2 hours.
Wow.
Many different facial expressions. So I would say maybe about 150 different facial expressions that I had to go into.
Wow. Do you speak a lot in this game? Do you speak a lot too, or are you just kill?
I do voice some of the off-camera characters, like some of the fighter pilots when they call in for an airstrike. But I didn't voice my character. My character, what they did with me is they captured my image. So that's my face that you see on DJ Armando.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Oh. My voice.
Oh, cool. Oh. I hope you made a good deal, like $5 a game or something. then they'll back a Brinks truck up to your house, you know? So that'd be the deal, right? What was your favorite video game growing up?
That would have to be Centipede.
Bro, see, there you go.
Oh my god.
I'm the Atari, you know, edition. So
yeah.
When I was a kid is when the Atari 600 came out. So for me it was Pac-Man.
Yeah, oh man. I would Yep.
Oh wow.
It was a big one.
I don't remember that one.
What, you mean Pong, the old Pong, like with the dot going across the screen?
Exactly.
Yeah. Pong was big. I majored in Ms. Pac-Man in college. So that was Gorgar, the pinball machine. I love pinball too, but that's pretty cool. Yeah, Centipede. I mean, we used to have a game room at my college, and that's all I did. That's all
really?
I did. And yeah, oh my god.
Hey, listen, being in the Marines, do you still keep up that, you know, that exercise regimen? I mean, you still, you know, I know it's crazy, right? Crazy exercise and keeping in shape. Are you still part?
Right.
Do you still do that?
Important. I think it's extremely important to maintain the level of fitness and health, because not just for your physical health, but also your mental well-being, especially during times like this.
Yeah,
We're relegated to staying at home and having to, you know, be sedentary for many people.
So, yep.
You have a couple kids, right? You run around with them, right? Are they young? Your children?
Well, I have my oldest daughter is going to be 29.
Oh wow!
Wow,
oh
really?
Man, you look so young. You look crazy young. Wow. Okay, I thought
you
had like
crazy young.
My youngest just turned 18.
Oh man!
She's finishing up her senior year of high school, getting ready to go to college.
Oh wow! 3-year-old
grandson. So yeah.
Oh yeah.
Busy.
Oh, felicidades! And what's next for Al Coronel?
What's next for me? I'm getting ready to head to Texas. To a little town on the Mexico-Texas border to film a movie called Free Dead or Alive.
Wow.
So that, it'll be interesting because it'll be in a small town with a population, I believe, about between 60 to 80 people. So we'll somewhat be in a bubble.
Right, nice.
Wow.
And I know they're following strict COVID guidelines, so there's going to be testing being done, and we're going to make sure to quarantine and make sure that we don't jeopardize the project. Because, you know, right now things are being shut down in Los Angeles. Production's at a standstill. So, you know, any chance we get to work, we just have to do the best foot forward and make sure we continue to work.
Well, Al, listen, continued success. We're so excited for you. I can't wait to actually play Call of Duty now with my nephew. So, you know what? When the movie comes out, please come and visit us again, okay? We'd love to have you
on
again.
Yeah, you're fun.
We will.
And this,
thank you so much.
Sure. Awesome.
Al Coronel from it's called Just Plain Call of Duty. There's a name for this game, Call of Duty. What? It's got a
Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War.
Oh, okay. There you go,
check
man.
It out. All right, Al. Un abrazo. Take care. Thank you so much.
DJI Mendo
bye-bye.
Garcia.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Woo!
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow, oh my gosh. Whoops. I wish you would have said how much he was getting paid.
Like when I said,
oh my God, yeah.
A couple dollars a game.
Yeah, you laughed.
Because you don't get that kind of deal.
So I heard this morning, Jeff, on 1010 Winds that in California, they said that there are so many people going to the hospital, and there are so many people dying as well, and that funeral homes are so backed up.
Yes.
They're telling their families, if your loved one dies, please get dry ice and put them in that until they can get a spot in the funeral home.
Who knew in the beginning of this year of 2020 we should have invested in masks, Zoom
and dry ice. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy?
Where would you store somebody dead? In your shed?
I don't know.
Suppose you don't have a shed.
I don't know.
You put them on your lawn like a Halloween decoration?
I would be afraid to go, if, you know, God forbid I pass away. We have a big hawk in our backyard, by the way, guys.
Oh, yeah, there's a hawk waiting for the birds today.
He was paying on those little birds. So anyway.
I just feed you to the hawk.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. Thank you.
Come swooping down.
I didn't know it was that bad because, you know, knock on wood, New York, the numbers are, I think are they staying steady?
No, they've spiked here too because of the holidays. People all got together during the holidays.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
But California is pretty bad.
Yeah. And you know what? By the way, listen, everybody who posts all over the world about this, it's no worse than the flu. It is worse than the flu. Did you ever hear of hospitals being overwhelmed with the flu?
No.
And I know most of the people dying are older, but it still doesn't make it any better. I heard someone yesterday on the radio justifying it. They said, well, everybody that dies, most of the people that die are old. Like, okay, so they should die?
And how about this new strain? This new strain is even, they said it's even worse. The vaccine won't work with
it.
But they said it, and it's over in the UK, Jeff. It's in the UK, and a man just got exposed to it, and he hasn't traveled to the UK. Isn't that crazy?
This guy in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Yeah.
There's one case of this. But they say it's no more deadly than the other one.
This is worse.
It's worse. It's spread more easier.
It's worse.
Easier. No, it's not worse. It's spread easier.
Okay. You know what?
I'm
not going to contradict you. Anyway, hey, listen.
It doesn't kill anyone.
Dr. Dre is in a hospital.
I know.
He suffered a brain aneurysm.
That's what I heard.
And you know what's even worse, Jeff? That while he was in a hospital, somebody vandalized his home.
Really?
Seriously? God, what's going on with humanity? Seriously, Jeff?
I can't believe it. The poor guy is in the hospital.
But they said that he's going to be okay. He's going to be okay.
I hope so.
Yeah, they say so. You know, I love Dr. Dre. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, one of my favorite songs.
This is the cursed version? Probably.
I don't know. No. One, two, bring it to the folks. Snoop Doggy, good, right?
Dr. Dre is at the dope. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Because you know we're about to rip shit up. That's him. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know we in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-bang, baby. Nothing worse than a white guy rapping, right? Unless you're Eminem.
Best wishes to Dr. Dre.
The Chronic's a great album. 30 years old. You believe that?
Yeah.
Dr. Dre must be 60, right? How old is he?
I don't know how old he is, but you know what? I'm just praying that he's okay. Thank God. They said he's going
to
be okay, though.
What a horrible time to be in the hospital, though, right now, right?
I have
my shoulder surgery at an ambulatory center back in August, and I was one of the first surgeries they did with COVID. I was nervous, but
of course,
I'm still here, everybody.
You're still here.
Much to the chagrin of some.
Hey, by the way, Miley Cyrus. I love Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yeah, I saw
this.
She's crazy.
I love her, though. She decorates her home with sex toys.
She likes dildos.
She's got dildos all over her house. Like, you know, like, you know how somebody has a vase of flowers?
Yeah.
She has got dildos around the house.
She says, come to my house. Look at my dildos. You ever hear her voice?
No.
When she talks, she's got this deep Miley voice.
I love her voice.
She's a great singer. It's just funny how she's
amazing.
It's just funny when she was on The Voice and she was like coaching people. She's, I know. She's got a deep freaking voice, man.
What else is going on? Anything else going on before we're out of here?
We're almost out of here. Today's the
start. Oh, by the way.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Real quick, they said that if you're a newbie mommy, just had a baby in 2020, your baby will get a stimulus check.
Really?
Your baby will get a stimulus check. Yes, so if you just had a baby.
Now, if the Democrats are in power, you will get a stimulus check.
Exactly.
Apparently, if it all comes true.
Oh, by the way, did I mention this last time, Jeff?
What, Caroline?
I don't know how long ago we did a podcast, but did we mention when you were at Starbucks that someone paid for your drink?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if we did the pay it forward thing. Did we do that?
I don't know if we did. But real quick, Jeff went to buy us my favorite drink at Starbucks. When he went to go pay somebody, the barista said, "Oh, the person in front of you paid."
Yeah. So
you paid it back and paid the person back.
Well, I first asked what the people behind me ordered. Is that wrong?
Well, yeah.
Suppose she said, "Well, they bought a $100 gift card."
Oh, God,
I'm like, well, I'm sorry, I'm not paying. She said, they just bought a coffee, $2.99. I said, I'll take care of it. And then the next week, I went back, and I just added a blue. I said, you know what? I feel like it was still the holiday season.
Yeah,
it was between Christmas and New Year's, and I bought somebody's latte behind me.
Oh, good. You know,
I looked in the car to make sure there wasn't more than one person in the vehicle.
I gotta tell you though,
more than one person, I'm not buying.
Oh yeah, this
one. I was like, what can she order? She ordered a it was a latte for like $6.
Well, this morning I was at Starbucks, Jeff, and the person in front of me, I don't know how many people were in the car because there were tinted windows. Like five drinks came out, six sandwiches, a cookie, a bottle of water. I'm like, wow, that's a lot. Anyway, so I like that. Pay forward, you know, it's nice.
You know? Yeah, you
anyway. Know. Hey, Lotto, what is it? What is it? Mega and Powerball and Lotto, the three?
Yeah, combined, they're like over a billion, right?
$1 billion. Right? $1 million. Anybody win today?
No, I don't think so. Lottery is such a scam, man.
All right, well, hey, listen.
We buy the scratch-offs, you know, like they don't have many $2 and $5 winners. It's sad. I said to Carolina, I've been playing the lottery for the scratcher lottery tickets for like 30 years of my life. And I've won more than $40 about 8 times out of scratching off thousands of tickets. By the way, what you were mentioning, you see these at-home workouts are big. Peloton.
I just told you that. Peloton, when you were trying to find your...
2 months free, though, now.
Is it really?
Yeah, 2 months free, and that's $12.99 a month.
Oh, wow. But I'll tell you. So I walked in the store yesterday. They're on back order right now. The latest bike to come out.
Yeah.
Anyway, because a lot of people are afraid to go to gyms. You know, I don't know.
There's all these workout apps that are huge. Like, I know. That's one of the biggest apps right now.
I really want to do that. Anyway, listen, guys. You know, tell your friends about the podcast. Right? We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We're on Jeff. We're on what is it? Revolver Podcast, iHeartRadio.
What's the new one we're on? Deezer.
Deezer. Yeah.
These nuts.
Still on iCloud. All oldies are on
RevolverPodcast.com. SoundCloud. All of our old shows are on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
I get a lot of listens. I check in. I periodically check in. People like the old shows.
Yeah, they do.
You spoke more Spanish than I think.
I see. Pero mi compañero Webino está aquí. Eso se te habla con un blanquito. No lo puedo hacer a cada rato.
Oh,
so, you know what? Let's work
on... I just got a boner.
We're also working on a new podcast. I'll tell you the name.
And I'm working on a podcast, too.
We know nothing about parenting. That's our new podcast.
We're starting our network again. The Jeff Jensen production studio is up and firing as soon as we pick up the new computer today, and everything's going to be, we're going to be back active. The two mics are coming back.
No, okay.
Yeah, we're going to get Mike and Mike on.
All right.
516-637-3254 if you want to advertise. We have, this thing reaches 100,000 people a month, the podcast.
Exactly. If you want to reach our salesperson, it's Marlene Cadillo. 201-913-9445. Hey, Jeff, get her on real quick.
Hold on.
They could maybe she could talk a little Spanish for us.
Let's see. She's upstairs. She's picking up the...
She's upstairs.
No, she's not right now.
What time did she leave yet?
She left already.
Oh, she left. Okay, forget it. Yeah. We have her doing errands. All right, guys. Again, if you want to reach us, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Cadillo. Again, please tell your friends about us. We need to make money this year with this, okay?
At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram. Jeff Jensen on Facebook has a picture of my dog Teddy romping, jumping around. If you want to, what was I going to tell you?
Advertise.
I said that. If you want to send an email, jj@optonline.net, we'll finally get some t-shirts out to people this year. It'd be nice to send stuff out, make a resolution to get some shirts out for 2021, right, Carolina?
Yes, let's do it, guys. Guys, we love you. Love you, and thank you for supporting us all these years. 5 years now. 5 years.
Five, yeah.
Yes,
at least
years.
Five, right?
Yes. And we'll find him one of these days.
We're the podcasting pioneers, Carolina.
Exactly.
Thanks
exactly.
to Al Coronel.
Oh,
get the new Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I get a Call of Duty a lot when Jackson takes a dump in his diaper.
Okay. All right. Guys, we love you. Take care. Bye.
Ick. That's another Call of Duty, right? Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.